No Shoes Radio backstage at the Civic Center here in Tallahassee, Florida, getting everybody ready for the Trying to Reason Hurricane Benefit Concert. John Anthony, along with Kenny Chesney, and man, what a great event that's been put together, but under not the best of circumstances, but boy, I tell you what, some extraordinary people have come together to help some folks out.
Man, it really is. You know, I to be here and to play music tonight for this reason is really close to my heart. You know, there's going to be a lot of music played tonight, a lot of great songs, and you know, to be here with, you know, with Jimmy and to do this show and to know that we're going to help so many people makes me feel great. Obviously, you know, I've spent some time down in the Virgin Islands and in the BVIs and USVI and down in the Florida Keys since these two storms, and it's just unbelievable how much the infrastructure needs building up, and it's slowly but surely getting there. You know, it's just going to take a lot of time. This recovery is not going to be measured in months. It's going to be measured in, you know, years, and every little thing we can do, like what me and Jimmy Buffett are doing tonight, is going to help. And as you know, it's something that's really close to me, and I'm excited to be here. Jimmy and I are going to play a lot of songs tonight, and you know, we got a lot of other guests too, and there's just going to be a lot of great songs played tonight. And Jimmy was one of the first guys that taught me that it was possible that you could paint pictures with words, and it's an honor to be on stage with him tonight.
Tell us a little bit about the people of the islands. I get the sense that even through all the devastation and the tragedy, that they're a hopeful group, that, you know, they're looking at efforts like the Love for Love City Foundation, and I sense at least some optimism of the people down there that they're going to get through this.
Well, I was just down there a couple of days ago, and the heart and the spirit of that island and everybody down there in the Virgin Islands and the USVI, first of all, they're a very resilient people. You know, that's just how they were brought up. They had to be. And the group that I've got down there, the team that I've got down there working with, Ben Barassa and Jeff and John McGinnis and Marty and Justin and other Justin, you know, I've got a great group, and Connor. There's a lot of guys down there that are working really hard for the Love for Love City Foundation. No matter what it is, if it's fixing a church or taking generators all day to people that wouldn't have anything, you know, generators and coolers are saving a lot of people's lives. And to see the look on their faces when you bring them a generator or a cooler, it's just, I get pictures all the time, you know, from all these guys that are doing that, that it, just to see the look on their faces makes you feel really good. And like I said, doing shows like we're doing tonight, Jimmy and I, you know, I know that we're going to see a lot more of those happy faces, and that's what makes me feel great. But all the people down there, it's just been a terrible time of their life. And the thing that I'm most proud of with the foundation we started, Love for Love City, is the fact that we got to alleviate some of that stress a little bit and to help rebuild a lot of lives. And in every way you could possibly imagine an island or a section of the world needing help, they need it. And we've been able to really put a lot of energy towards that and to alleviate a lot of stress. Not that it's still not there, because it is. And I'm really proud of Jill. You know, Jill did such a wonderful thing the last couple of days. I flew down there also, but I bet we flew 300-400 dogs and animals and cats and whatever out of St. Thomas to non-kill shelters here in the United States. And so even on that level, there's been a lot that we've been able to do. And
for all the supplies going there, we had a lot coming back.
Every time we would fly planes down there, we would take supplies, and we would either bring people back or dogs back. And so, you know, it's been a couple of months now, and we're starting to see all the hard work pay off, because, you know, and the people there are so appreciative, because without this kind of show tonight and without a lot of people coming together to help, they wouldn't have a whole lot, you know, to be hopeful about. And when I was down on the island just a couple of days ago, there was a lot of hope around the island and a lot of people, you know, just saying thank you. And that, made me feel really wonderful.
And the No Shoes Nation has really answered the call to jump in and help with this, too.
I couldn't be more proud of my audience, of everybody that listens to No Shoes Radio, and to everyone that is a part of No Shoes Nation. I think they saw in my face and in my eyes that this really rattled me, as it would, you know, because it's been such a, that part of the world has been such a huge part of my adult life. And it really did hurt when this happened to my island family. And the way that my audience responded was just unbelievable, and continue to respond. And we're getting help from, you name it. I mean, so many people have taken it upon themselves to have fundraisers, and they gave that money to Love for Love City, and they have no idea. We're gonna, just from that one, just from one fundraiser that, you know, people would send money into, we may put a roof on somebody's house, we may rebuild their house, you know. So it's been unbelievable at what people have done, what my audience has done, what No Shoes Nation has done. And it makes me, and I was so proud of them anyway, but it just makes me very proud of them that they've responded like this. And it's like I knew they would. They got a lot of heart. They have a lot of fun shows, but they're also, I've always said this, and I've seen it grow and grow. My audience over the years is just a very giving audience. They give so much to me. And you know, a couple of years ago, well, last year's tour, you know, this 2016 tour was called the Spread the Love Tour. And that was because my audience just spread so much love. And that's been so well defined this fall, you know, with the storms and how much people have benefited from their love.
And this event tonight is a little bit of a thank you, as well as keeping the awareness up for the people who need the help in both the Keys and the islands. Very interesting sort of setup. I don't think you've ever done a show quite like this before, have you? You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I really am. You know, Jimmy and I and some other people, we're going to set up there and just start the show just playing acoustic music. And a couple, you know, just with a couple of guitars and swapping songs back and forth. And it's fitting because that's how, you know, Jimmy got his start in Key West and all the places that he played. It was, he's an unbelievable poet, and he's an unbelievable singer-songwriter, and that's how he got started. And just like myself, I didn't have a band until I went on the road. It was just acoustic, sitting on a stool in a bar, playing my hero songs. And a couple of those were Jimmy's, you know. And so to be up there on stage, you know, swapping songs with him is honor. And so it's just a huge honor, and I'm glad it's going to be, you know, it's going to do some good. But yeah, I don't open a lot of shows with just an acoustic set, but I think that's what we're going to do tonight. And then, you know, Jimmy's going to do his show, and I'm going to come out and sing three or four with him, and it'll be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. You can hear it right here on No Shoes Radio, 7:45 Eastern Time, a little bit later on tonight here live from Tallahassee. Thanks for the good work that you do, and thanks to the No Shoes Nation for helping us continue to do it.
No doubt about it. To everybody out there listening tonight, thank you so much for giving during this time of need to Love for Love City Foundation, and just for showing your true heart, your true colors. And I love you guys, and hope you have an unbelievable Thanksgiving, because we've got a lot to be thankful about.